it's kind of fun to, as you guys made the commitment and all of these royalties then were had to be redirected in a sense. And you also, you know, you've continued to do that. But, you know, when you put all that together, the total amount of money now that's funded a whole lot of Christian organizations. Well, I'll let you give it. It's a wonderful little factoid.
Yeah, one of our staff members pointed out actually last year, you know, we're getting very close to, we give away money in addition to the royalties whenever we have more than we need, and God just abundantly provides through people's gifts and all of that. They pointed out that, you know, that $8.2 million are giving away of your royalties is right at the $8 million mark. We're going to pass the 8.2 very soon. And we did pass it recently, earlier this year. And so the symbolism of that, that because of remembering how that $8.2 million was this unthinkable amount of money.
Right. Yeah.
Not only did it not go to an abortion clinic, it has gone to support worthy ministries all over the world, keep people alive, helping families of martyrs, helping prison ministries, helping again, Bible translation, unreached people groups, world evangelism, all of these things it's gone to. But now that doesn't even count the impact of the books that this money is being made
right.
from. Those books, God, the number of letters we get from people who've come to faith in Christ, whose lives have been changed, who have been deeply comforted through in the death of their loved ones, through the things I say from scripture about heaven and the new earth, all of these different things. And we're going, this all came out of that situation. And now you could say, well, I guess the only real downside to it was a financial one. But that's not true, because God provided for us all these years, and now he's taking more money than the court said we were supposed to pay an abortion clinic, which we didn't pay, and now has funded his work worldwide, and it will continue. We've now passed it, and it's going to just keep going, and we're so grateful for that.
Randy, it's an amazing story. You do this thing where you start a ministry, or, you know, in our case, for example, the Colson Center, which Chuck kind of birthed out of Prison Fellowship, and we kind of rebooted it 4 years ago as a separate organization. And you have a ministry plan, and, you know, this is one of those ministry plans no one would have ever written, and that's what makes it.
Yeah, how about I go to jail and get sued for tons of money?
Yeah, hey, guys, I got an idea. I know, board members, this is a little controversial. Stay with me. You know, I'm going to go to jail and get sued and have all of our wages garnished. So you only have to pay me. But I mean, none of it makes any sense, except God has a really remarkable plan and a sense of humor all at the same time.
Absolutely.
And what a remarkable thing.